It looks likely that the Bridgestone Invitational will be pulled from Akron's Firestone Country Club next year. Golf writer John Feinstein tweeted Monday that a PGA Senior Players Tournament could potentially replace the annual event. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Bridgestone has been one of the most popular tournaments in the world with a huge impact in Northeast Ohio.
Well, there's a variety of things going on here. Number one is when Bridgestone's pulled out its sponsorship, that's what started, okay, what happens next? And then secondly, the golf tournament works on a couple of levels. Number one, you have all these great golfers coming here. It's fun to go out there, watch them play. You know, for years, Tiger really did prowl and rule this course. This was his favorite course ever. I remember over the years, especially when I was at the Beacon Journal from like the middle 90s to 2007, and I'd go out and do the tournament. The players loved coming to Akron because it had some of the stuff of a big city, but not all the hustle and bustle. They really were catered to. So what happened back around 2001, they were at the NEC Invitational, and there was a gap of a year, the tournament left. And then what came in from 2002?
It was the Senior PGA Championship.
Which sounds like a fun event. It is. I remember Tom Weisskopf was in it, some of the older golfers. But here's what happened. Not as many fans showed up. I believe tickets were not as expensive. Sponsorship wasn't as much. So you say, well, who cares? But what happens for the community?
It's how it benefits the local charities, right?
Akron Golf Charities.
Okay.
Which in a good year is 800,000 to over $1 million to come in. I know in 2002, it was less than half of the normal take. Let's just use $1 million, so it was like $500,000. May not sound like much, because you know we're so used to all these numbers thrown around, but like the Haven Arrest, I know 1 year, they got a van to transport some of their guys in their drug program. And if you're giving out $500,000 less in a year, think of how many local charities get cut out of the deal.
Yeah, because we're talking 38 local charities benefited from the Bridgestone Invitational in 2016.
Yeah, for what, over $1 million, I think.
Yeah.
To me, the benefit of the Akron Golf Tournament here was, I care less about golf. You know that. I mean, it's not my game. I don't care. But I also know, in the same way, I'm not huge on classical music, but I want classical music in my town. I want theater in my town, and I want the Akron Tournament in my town because of what it means for the community. So many people have been volunteering out there for 10, 20, 30 years. Some number of the golfers go and do, you know, appearances at hospitals. It's a great PR thing for Akron. And then you combine it with these charities. So the loss to Akron on this is significant. It's not just that the top regular golfers are being replaced by the senior golfers and people only care about, you know, whether a guy birdies or bogeys, don't get to see their favorite golfers. It's that in general, it's harder to bring the corporate sponsors in, and it's harder to pile in the cash that then does funnel back to the community. And it's not just the golf fans.
It is, you know, and I kind of live near that area. And during the week when this is going on, the buzz that happens around that part of town and the city and all of Northeast Ohio is really kind of exciting.
There are thousands of volunteers who help out who never see anybody hit a golf ball. They're doing everything else.
Yeah.
They're in the parking lots. Yeah, they're in the concession stands. And part of it is not just I want to be part of the golf experience. I want to be part of the Akron experience. You know, it hurts my heart to see that there won't be as much. So other than losing their corporate sponsorship, that's really what that's about. They lost Bridgestone, and apparently they're not being able to replace it. Maybe a year from now they could find somebody else to step in the gap. I sure hope so.
Okay. Terry, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the silliness surrounding this week's NFL Combine and what the Browns will be looking for.